Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome on into your FreightWaves Now community spotlight on this Friday. It's time to check in with our host and writer of the Running on Ice show and newsletter, Mary O'Connell. And Mary, we are headed into the end of March. We are full into our spring season as of about 2 days, which means one thing, it's time for produce, which is why we're talking about it here today.
Absolutely. So it's kind of the calm before the storm for anyone that's doing, you know, produce season and harvest season. It's the get your ducks in a row before all hell breaks loose. And it's just a, how fast can you get trucks here?
So for us here in the United States, we do a lot of produce importing throughout the entire year, right? That's the reason why you have fresh bananas on your shelf in the middle of January if you live in Chicago where you haven't seen the sun in 4 weeks. but as we get into the spring season, we see a lot more local U.S.-grown produce start to get ready as we move into those spring months. And there is a very big difference between sourcing your produce shippers if they are international cross-border freight versus sourcing your produce shippers if they're here in the United States. Let's go ahead and focus on sourcing that shipper and what that looks like moving into produce season if you are someone who's maybe ready to get into the produce space.
So here in the U.S., it's obviously it works different if you're sourcing an international shipper. We're going to focus on sourcing a U.S. shipper because this is about the time that you should be having those conversations. You know, some people will say, oh, in the off season when it's winter here, you need to be calling those produce shippers and talking to them. I mean, I'm sure that works for some people. I don't know that I would personally recommend that because in the middle of December, that guy, like that shipping manager has no idea what his yields are going to be. He has some indication, but he's not thinking about it because he doesn't need those trucks right now. So this is about the time where you should be calling, making those introductions and saying, hey, you know, this is all the experience that I have working with various types of produce. I'd love to be considered, get started to get in on that because, you know, as soon as basically Memorial Day hits, it's off with a bang and everybody is, how fast can you get here? It's go, go, go. And at that point in time, when it is go, 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 you don't necessarily want, that's not the time that you want to make your first introduction. You already kind of want to be on that list of like, all right, well, sure, we'll send you some once we have some, but you gotta have to wait. And then that's when it's all go, 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 that's when you follow up and say, hey, about those loads earlier, because that's when they'll just throw them at you to kind of get them done and get that freight moving.
As far as market conditions and where produce loads like to sit on the spot market, when we get into those May months, we typically see a lot of conversation about spot market influence based on how many produce loads are moving. If you watch carrier updates from what was Freight Waves Now, Donnie would talk about it all the time, right? You've got watermelons coming out of Idaho this week and apples from Wisconsin and lettuce from the Central Valley of California. And a lot of that is really heavily driven towards the spot market. And is that something that we see continue to be a trend? And could that maybe, as we talk about a potential market flip, is there any worth in relying on produce season to help drive a market flip or not really because it is so yearly cyclical that's kind of ingrained into the way that freight moves?
I'm not going to say it's not something to consider, just because ultimately it will be something that does take some of that capacity out of the market. You know, some of those trucks that are running, I don't know, a reefer unit now, they'll stop running that because it'll be time for them to go do produce. And, you know, you do typically get paid a little bit better on produce because, you know, it's more urgent. There's just, you're going to get paid a little higher than you would a normal spot rate. But I wouldn't say that it's going to be the catalyst for that market flip, but I would definitely say it's not going to hurt the rest of the spot rates as some of that capacity does leave the market to go do like fruits and vegetables and everything. But then again, it does happen every year. So everyone kind of braces for it and deals with it. So I would say it's not going to hurt spot markets, but it's not going to be the flip that we want to see.
Darn, I was really banking on those loads of apples being the one reason why the market starts to take a little bit of an upswing. Let's go ahead and talk about your guest for today. You've got Mitch Mazzaro joining you. He is very well versed in the food service space and works with Arrive Logistics. Talk to us about some of their strategies when it comes to sourcing those produce shippers and, as you mentioned, getting the ducks in the row before the craziness hits.
Yeah, so we love talking to Mitch. We talked to him last year about the 100 days of summer and kind of how insane it is. And this time we went into what you really need to do as a broker, as a shipper, as a basically that operations person to get everything set for that. And that's, you know, talking to your customers, talking to them, saying, setting those expectations, saying, what are you expecting this year, you know, from a demand side, from a planning situation, what are you expecting service levels, having those very frank conversations now. So that way, when it is time to go, you already have all that established and you can really hit the ground running. Because unlike in most dry freight, if a carrier picks it up and delivers it and there's not a lot of phone calls in between, it's kind of a success. And, you know, that kind of no news is good news in the rest of the world. That's not the case in produce world. So kind of setting those expectations of when those good news phone calls should happen, when the bad news ones are, what's kind of going to be something that's salvageable, if there's any extra, you know, insurance liability they need to carry on their goods this year, having those conversations now so that way you can get everyone set up. Because we've seen liability insurance limits increase in certain states. So making sure that everyone that would be hauling in those states are, you know, up to date on their insurance, it's ready to go, and kind of getting all of that tedious paperwork part and those expectations out of the way. So that way, when it is time to go, you are ready to go and you don't have to sit there and say, oh, I want XYZ phone calls, or I need to know when a carrier is 20 minutes away, 30 minutes away, whatever, already having that. And then also, you know, working with those carrier sales reps within their own brokerage to say, okay, even if this is Chuck and he has been our driver on strawberries for the last 5 years, we need to always be saying, you know, put the reefers on continuous, reviewing every part of that load. So that way there is no chance of something being missed or, oh, I forgot to tell you, even if you've done this load 700 times before, run through it all again, just so that way everyone's on the same page.
Here's your reminder that produce also pretty susceptible to freight theft. So something else to watch out for on this season. Mary, thank you for joining us here this morning. Of course, you've got your show coming up later on this afternoon, right at 2:00. Where can people go to get the newsletter if they want it?
Well, if you want the newsletter, you can go to freightwaves.com/checkcall. You will go to freightwaves.com/running on ice. I mean, you could go to Chuck Call, but that's more 3PL freight brokers. You want running on ice because that's going to be your gold chain content. And the newsletter will come out today at 2 p.m.
Subscribe to go, both. Go watch both. And Mary, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.